For Brighton's lawyers and 4D doors.
The Summer Breakfast Team. Filling in for me, Vossie, on 1170 SEN.
It is Matty White, Joe Healy with you this week for the breakfast show. So if you're normally tuning in at 9 o'clock for my show, don't think that your alarm's just gone haywire and all of a sudden you're 3 hours early. Welcome to the show. G'day, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Jimmy's got the week off. A little bit too busy. So, Jimmy, we had to park him, right? So we're parking Jimmy for the week. We're going to fill in for Vossie for the week. Were you for a couple of days through 1170 SEN here in Sydney, SEN track on the Central Coast and in the Illawarra, through 90.3 FM in Griffith, and to those listening anywhere in the world on the SEN app, welcome to the Brekkie Show for a brand new week. Welcome to those tuning up in Queensland as well through 10:53 a.m. in Brizzy, 16:20 on SEN on the Gold Coast. You've got us for the next hour and then Pat in the Heels from 6 a.m. Queensland time. So we're here for Brighton Lawyers, the lawyers protecting your future. You can call Brighton's Lawyers on 1800 848 848 or visit brightons.com.au and 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. Now, you can call us throughout the morning on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170, or have a text, have your say via text, any issue, 0457 736 736. How was your weekend?
It was good. Has been so much sport around. We are going to have a field day today. There's so much to get through. You can't go past the Aussie Open, though, and we'll get through it now thanks to Kia, the super fast charging all electric Kia EV6. Ash Barty, can she do anything wrong?
Oh, seriously? I mean, I think you got to go past the actual match itself, go straight to her interview with Jim, and then Jim asks her, you know, about becoming world number one, and she says, "Well, I was just being me, and that's what I do best." And honestly, at our place, there was collective
That's how you view Ash, though, isn't it? She's just so genuine with everything that she says. I love the fact that she forgot that she'd played her next opponent
at the French Open.
Yeah,
the one that she won. and you could see the horror in it. She was like, "Oh, really?"
But she's too nice. Whereas you'd kind of be like, "Well, no, that's a bit of a backhand to your opponent." There you go.
Yeah, don't really remember that. I remember the final. Well, she took on so Amanda Anisimova last night. She actually got really pushed to the limit in the semifinals of that French Open. So this young, she's 20 years of age. Mm. So tennis fans who only watch the Australian Open want, you know, get behind the game once a year because of the Oz Open, write in your little black book this girl's name because she is incredible. She's one of the best hitters out there. She's had a bit of a topsy-turvy last couple of years. Her father passed away. And so she's sort of, the last 2 years, pretty much from 18 to 20, she hasn't done a lot in the game. And now she's back. She's incredibly fit. She's got absolute game, and she pushes the world number one who's been dominating, you know. She's a superstar in the making.
She has a bright future. And the Aussie connection there as well. She goes out with Paul Roux's son.
Yes, yes.
So another reason for Aussies to get behind
her. And
she's
got Darren Cahill in a corner as well.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. As a consultant. So you know you're earning good money.
I know. Darren Cahill is the absolute, he's a whale of the tennis world. Seriously, I'm such a fan. He's done such great things.
Killer is the whale. That's what you say. So I'm saying, you know, you're earning good money when you're 20 years of age and you go, "I need a consultant for the Australian Open. Not for anything else, just for one tournament." What do you do? Like, what does Killer do? What does he consult? Because the lines are the same. The ball's the same. The racket's the same. The opponents are the same. Does he consult on where you go and have dinner?
I would, on a serious note, I would actually love to be in those conversations with him, given his experience and everything he's been through throughout his career and everything he's seen from the coach's box. I think he'd be great to listen to.
Well, it was pointed out that, you know, he's had a pretty good run. So Andre Agassi's coached for a while. But how do you coach Andre? I think you're right.
You guide. You don't really...
You consult.
Yeah, exactly. He's probably really been doing it his whole career. Yeah.
What I'm saying, Joe, is I want Killer's job. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. consulting for the Australian
Fairly
Open.
Fairly cushy.
Not too bad. Nick Kyrgios, Thanasi Kokkinakis. So haven't they just tipped everybody
They're
up?
Hilarious. They are so funny. I've thoroughly enjoyed watching them. I was disappointed to, I mean, Nick obviously in his second round coming up against Medvedev was massively tough, but I'm so glad that he's still around and that the two, you can just tell they're best mates out there. They're having fun. We spoke last week a lot about the tennis traditionalists who don't really like what they're seeing, but that's okay. They're appealing to a different audience and they're purely just putting on a show.
Mm. Enjoy your flight home was their backhander to their opponents. Is that as good as look at the scoreboard? I mean, is that the new one? Enjoy your flight home, look at the scoreboard. I'm thinking of other sledges that we could possibly have. Maybe this morning we could give our listeners a chance to have a good sledge. Like, what's the best sledge that you've heard? Because enjoy your flight home is, I mean, it cuts deep, doesn't it? I mean, it's like, I'm not being nasty, but I really am.
Yeah, well, I mean, they get away with it. That the way that Tennis Australia are going in terms of some of the rules that they're handing down, you can't say anything worse than that, can you?
Well, apparently Craig Tiley had a bit to say to Thanasi and to Nick Kyrgios, but I don't know what you're going to say. I don't know, as the boss of the CEO, as the boss of the organisation, like, what do you say about enjoy your flight home? Like,
if nothing. There's nothing wrong with it.
Exactly. If you're trying to smack them down, then I don't know how far you're gonna go if you're the CEO. Boys, don't do that again.
Well, apparently there was a little bit of an altercation with the was it the Serbs in the change room?
Yeah, it was the number ones. It was the Croats. Yeah. So it was the number one doubles team, and it was their training staff. So. I watched the interview last night. I watched the press conference last night of Kokkinakis and Kyrgios, and they thought it was hilarious. So old mate came in with one of those rollers, you know, like the back rollers that you've got, and whacked it up against a post. And Thanasi Kokkinakis thought he was joking, but he was serious. And it was disrespect, you know, you're being disrespectful to us, all that kind of stuff. And they actually just stood there and went, yeah, right, mate. Enjoy your flight home.
Yeah, I think I'd probably be in Thanasi's corner there. I'd be like, what is wrong, really? Mm. I mean, okay, you're frustrated, you lost, fine, but don't take it out on us.
Exactly.
We're just doing our job.
That's right. We're having fun. Mm. And look at the scoreboard. Enjoy your flight home. Rafa's gone through. Adrian Mannarino was his opponent. So he goes through to the quarterfinals for 14th time at Melbourne Park. But the first set lasted 81 minutes, which is a lot longer than pretty much all of Ash Barty's tournament. So 7-6, 16-14 it went, and it was a 30-minute tiebreaker, which is just extraordinary on both sides of the fence, but also on the fact that Rafa can go the distance like that now.
Yeah, absolutely. It was super impressive. And then Mannarino, that was basically everything that he had out there because Rafa absolutely cruised through the rest of the match, which is great for him because he also is not a spring chicken anymore. You want him to rest up. Mm. I'm team Rafa now and I would love to see him win it.
Well, I'm up for that. Zverev's out. Mm. So that's the important thing, I think, across the weekend. And if Rafa Nadal can go through and win this thing, if he can go the distance to this or go deep this week, then Craig Tiley would just be sitting around going, Novak who?
He'll be wiping the sweat off of his forehead.
That's right. Now, speaking of this, a little bit of the newsy issue out of Melbourne Park. So there was a couple of spectators, in fact, who had a shirt and a banner which read, "Where is Peng Shui?" Now, I saw this last night, Joe, and I got myself a little bit wound up about this because there's video footage as well. Security staff and police go up and say, "You're not allowed to wear this. Can you please take your shirt off?" Now, if you buy a ticket to the Australian Open, there is a specific clause there that says that you can't make political statements, you can't wear things, you can't carry banners, et cetera, which is fair enough. And they're trying to stop a whole heap of drama going on. But to go up and say to a spectator, "You need to take your shirt off, we're enforcing state law here. Take your shirt off because it says, where is Peng Shui?" On the same hand, we're saying we're concerned about the safety and health of Peng Shui. And then the hypocrisy around this, I think, stinks.
You roll your eyes at it, don't you? Mm. They don't want to make a political statement. I'm pretty sure you just sent Novak Djokovic back to Serbia.
That's right.
He was deported for political reasons.
100%.
Oh, it's infuriating.
And this is where the hypocrisy for me just jumps out, because, you know, you've got political statements all around. I mean, we could be here all day talking about this, but there's three words that stick out bright, bold, and in lights when you walk into Melbourne Park, Margaret Court Arena, right? So you can go down that avenue if you want about political statements and those that incite certain feelings about people. However, you get yourself to a position where Peng Shui has basically vanished. Tennis Australia have been very vocal in the lead up to this and throughout this, saying we support, we support, we support. Yet you go up to a spectator and say, get that shirt off.
They're just non-committal with their views. Nobody wants to offend anybody. It's that whole nanny state scenario going on again. It's pretty disappointing, to be honest.
Well, I'd like to know what our listeners think. Do you agree here? Do you walk up to a spectator at Melbourne Park and say, you're not allowed to wear that? You can't wear that shirt. I don't like it. Well, who doesn't like it? And if you actually go a little bit further into it, the police are saying to these people that Tennis Australia have told them to confiscate this paraphernalia, apparently.
I think we have the audio of exactly what happened. Do we, Alex? Yeah, let's...
The Australian Open does have a rule that there can't be any political slogans. So that is a rule that's part of the condition of entry.
Like, this isn't a political message. This isn't someone saying, vote the Liberal Party, vote the Labor Party. This is a female tennis player who's being persecuted, and Women's Tennis Association has spoken out for her. Mm-hmm. They're just simply speaking up what the Women's Tennis Association is saying.
Yeah, I understand...
So where's the political message?
Yes. I understand what you're saying. However, Tennis Australia does set the rules.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Tennis Australia does set the rules. This is not a political message. What are they afraid of? Like, seriously, I think that's probably the question. What is Tennis Australia afraid of? Are they afraid of riots down there at Melbourne Park? Are they afraid of, you know, campaigns in the street in Melbourne being overtaken? I mean, they're afraid that Novak might have incited in your mind that you were going to not get vaccinated when 95% of the country were already vaccinated. That's not Tennis Australia. They were afraid of that. The government was. But this is a real mess. And I think it actually speaks to a higher instance of what's really going on here. I actually think Tennis Australia, as a board, with the CEO, have completely and utterly lost the plot. I think that they've absolutely misread the play. Mm. And you go back last year when the chair, Jane Hardlecker, came out after the event. She just made a goose of herself on centre court. That's the easiest way to put it. I don't know what's going on in that boardroom, but they've absolutely, completely lost the plot here, and they've misread the play. If you go and listen to Craig Tiley's interview, he did another one with ABC across the weekend. It's this whole talk about how great the fans are and how great we deliver. And this is an unbelievable tournament, and we're going to deliver an unbelievable tournament again in 2023. They've misread the play here. What they're trying to do is they're trying to satisfy those that come in the ground and then control them while they're there. Mm. And it's a complete and utter catastrophe. And I think there's more to play out. Should the spectators have been allowed to wear a shirt? If you were at Melbourne Park, listeners, and you had a shirt on that said, where's Novak? Or where's Peng Shui? Or where's my uncle and my auntie? And somebody asked you to take it off, how would you feel? Give us a call on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170, or text through 0457 736 736. No surprise, Joe, that Craig Tiley's put out the welcome mat for Novak for next year. So I don't think that's any surprise. Daniel Andrews says, yeah, he can come, but if he's vaccinated, so we're back to square one. The federal government will determine that. But of course, that's Craig Tiley's job, isn't it? To make sure that the number one player is here.
It is. And I mean, at the end of the day, he has done everything he could to get the best players to Australia, to Melbourne for the first Grand Slam of the year. It's just the way that he's gone about it, as you say, and the way that the organisation seems to be running at the moment. Everybody's on different pages. Nobody's, as you say, reading the room particularly well. I actually had completely forgotten about last year. That was hard to watch.
It was. Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, we've talked about living in a bubble for so long. Tennis Australia are in their own little world at the moment. They've got to open the windows and have a little look outside and see what else is going on. The Australian Open update, thanks to Kia, the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. There's plenty of them. Find out more at kia.com/au. Just check out the Big Bash last night. I was watching the Thunder try and make their way through last night, and there's a little bit of conjecture around whether Usman Khawaja's catch dismissal was a catch or not.
Talk me through this, because I'll be honest, I had the tennis on.
Well, I had both. I was rocking and rolling the remote control last night. I was like, yeah, how good's this? Look, Uzi got caught, but it's one of those ones where the ball hits the ground before it hits the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So you can...
where the pinky just slides in underneath.
Correct.
Just.
Yeah. So you can have a look at it over and over and over and over again, and it's like that. Remember, what was that meme that went out? Is the dress blue or black?
Oh.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
You know, the more you look at it, the more you start to question yourself.
You're taking us back to, like, what, 2011 then, I reckon?
I don't know. But there was a little bit of thunder. So it was Farwad Ahmed who took the catch. And despite the replay showing that it may have hit the ground, the third umpire was comfortable that the fingers were under the ball. So Khawaja was out for 23. So the strikers go through. They will play the Sixers on Wednesday night. The winner will join the Scorchers in the final on Friday night. And after 7 o'clock this morning, we'll be joined by Greg Shippard as well. Now, thanks to MEGT. Start building a great career innings today at MEGT. Let's talk about the Women's Ashes series.
What series?
That's right.
Oh, so disappointing. Hopefully, I haven't checked the weather forecast for Canberra this week, but I'm looking forward to, I love seeing the women play in these one-off test matches. So it will be good. Let's hope it goes ahead, because obviously rain has just disrupted everything in Adelaide over the last couple of days, and we've really got one result from the first three T20s.
And what they had to do the other day while the rain was falling down because of COVID restrictions, they couldn't sit in the change rooms. They had to sit in the dugout. So the players The players had to go down to the field and sit there and watch the rain come down. I mean, if COVID's throwing up so many curveballs, that's got to be one of the worst.
Yeah, it's just an odd situation. Shout out to Taylor Vlaminck as well.
Yes.
Poor thing. She's got a fracture in her foot, so she's ruled out of the rest of the series and the World Cup, which is a really big blow. She's one of our best quicks. So hopefully she is on the recovery soon.
Meanwhile, Channel 9 has the rights to the Australian Games and finals for this year's T20 Men's World Cup and next year's ODI World Cup in India. So it's fueled speculation that Channel 9 is again interested in the summer cricket rights for Australian sport. Of course they are.
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah, that's everything's on the table there. But would you like to see summer cricket rights back on Channel 9, or are you happy with the way that Channel 7 have been doing them, and Foxtel, of course, as well? And there's also a fair bit of drama out there that Channel 9 won't be doing the Women's World Cup.
But they're happy to take the men's.
That's right.
I don't like that.
Well, there's a sub-license agreement with Foxtel, and now Fox, because they're smart, are now going to put the Women's World Cup on KO freebies.
Yeah, okay.
So you can get it for free, but it's still not free to air.
Speaking about politics, Channel 7, 9, 10 and Foxtel sort your everything out.
Don't worry. There's a form of life I don't need to go back into.
Don't tell me about it.
McDonald Jones open line 1300 01 1170, or send us through a text 0457 736 736. I'd also like to know, who do you think was the biggest winner across the weekend, especially down there at the Australian Open, because there were quite a few big winners. Sam Kerr's overtaken Tim Cahill to become Australia's all-time leading goal scorer after a massive... So it was 18-0. I mean, I could become Australia's leading goal scorer after 18-0.
Yeah, it was a bit of a farce, wasn't it? disappointing as well. Like, obviously, as we get deeper into the tournament, things will start to even out, but that's not fun for anyone.
No, but Robbie Slater's had a bit to say about this, and he said, well, we shouldn't be saying that Sam Kerr's Australia's leading all-time goal scorer. We should be saying that she's the Matildas' leading goal scorer, and that Tim is the Socceroos' leading goal scorer. I mean, he makes a fairly good point. I think it was blown up headline-wise, but when you actually look at it, there's nothing really.
Yeah, I think I did the same thing. I had that immediate reaction going, Robbie, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then you read it and you start to think about it and you go, and then you look at other sports, Serena Williams, 24, Margaret Court, no, 23, 24. You talk about the men's record in tennis, which is what, they're up to 21 now, I think.
Well, that's what they're going for.
Yeah. And you do. You separate the two. I also think maybe perhaps taken out of context a little bit.
Mm, exactly. Let us know your thoughts this morning. The McDonald Jones open line. Well, it's open for business. Maddie and Joe here for you for the next couple of days this week. I'm here all week. You're just checking out early. Be the first to open the batting this morning. Call us 1300 01 1170 or you can text us on 0457 736 736.